Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or visit online at purdyinsurance.com. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is the Steve Jones Show. As we start a new week, Matt Catrillo here with you. Steve will soon be there from the Sunbury Motor Studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, lots of pre-owned inventory. A great service department and sales staff. And, of course, they're home of the repeat customer. And that's all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. And every Monday show brought to you by our good friends at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury, or head to purdyinsurance.com. Home, auto, life, business, all the insurance needs, they've got you covered. The best in the business, the true pros, pros in insurance matters. And that's all at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury, or head to purdyinsurance.com. Couple guests coming up today. Matt McGloin, the former Penn Stater, going to rejoin us today. And Chris Mack from 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh, also going to rejoin us today. Lots to get into with both of them as we continue to watch the disastrous negotiations with baseball. We'll get to that in a second. But for Penn State men's basketball, after getting a nice win against Northwestern again, the typical wasn't pretty, but they were able to grind it out in the second half. And John Hara, a monster with a career-high 20 rebounds and a double-double effort in the senior night. I was really happy for him and the other seniors to get that win. But what happened last night was an absolute embarrassment. I don't care how bad anybody is or good anybody is. No, with all that Penn State has had on the line right now to avoid playing in the opening round to try and get a bye, and you come out like that at home, it's inexcusable. And obviously Micah Shrewsbury taking the blame there for, and everybody gets a piece of the blame pie when it comes to a game like that. But again, it also shows you some of the deficiencies that this Penn State team has had the last couple of seasons that hopefully in the years to come, Micah Shrewsbury can rectify with some recruiting aspects. And I'm not going to blame this on one way or the other. It's just the way things have been for Penn State. But I just don't understand how they now have not been able to beat this awful Nebraska team at home two seasons in a row. I just don't understand that. So that is certainly a deflating loss because this team was slowly gaining some momentum, maybe a little confidence. They had some tough losses here and there. But this is a big deflator. And now you got to go, and this was the easy part of the schedule to finish off the year. Now you're going to go on the road to Illinois on Thursday night, and then you finish up the season over the weekend before you start the Big Ten tourney. Not good. Not good. I'm sure Steve will give his thoughts on that. But now we go to something that's definitely worse than a lackluster loss to a bad team at home, and that is the MLB negotiations. As it's looking pretty much like there's going to be a cancellation of games because today is the deadline. If there is no deal between the players and the owners, MLB has said they will start canceling games, regular season games. So, and as far as things have gone here, it hasn't gone very well today. The first negotiation sessions of the day ended after 45 minutes. Then the two sides just got back after not meeting again in person for 3 hours. And Bob Nightingale, we had here on the show on Friday from USA Today, saying Rob Manfred has now joined the MLB contingent here. And that's the guy who I go to right away. I know this is probably the low-bearing fruit here, but I just can't let this get away. When you say, Steve Jones, that it would be disastrous to have any of the regular season lost, then you come out with your owners and say, well, we're willing to cancel up to a month. Get out. I'll tell you what, Steve. Rob Manfred is now below what Bud Selig has done as probably the worst commissioner in baseball. Because this is the lowest, this is rock bottom for baseball. Because there's not going to be a deal today. It's just not.
Bad weekend?
No, it was a good weekend.
Then why so angry?
Because of the hypocrisy that is the MLB owners.
Everyone I've talked to, they love you.
Well, I'm glad to hear it.
That is that in the background. It sounds like we're out in the summertime.
It's our emergency alert system doing testing, I believe.
Yeah, believe it. There's nothing going on.
Yeah, I know. Unfortunately, my microphone is about 10 feet away from this machine. There, I think we're done now.
Oh, good. I mean, if this were a real emergency, I'd be going to a bunker. All right, so. Oh, wait, I'm in one. All right. Wow. All right, so, look, all this is... Let's remember something quickly. And I think Matt's hit it right, just right. This is the lockout, it is not a strike. And that is a key part to this. This is a lockout. It is not a strike. So they could end it tomorrow if they want. The owners get the least amount of money in April. So do they mind missing games in April? Maybe not. But of all the years to do it, this is not the right year to do it. Do you not want to know why, Matt Catrillo? Why is this not the right year to do it for the image of the game?
Oh, I know why, because that's the reason. The image of the game is as bad as it's been.
No. Bring the suit back. Well, he wouldn't know, believe me.
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
What's April 15th this year? Besides you doing your taxes and now having Mark as a write-off.
Jackie Robinson Day.
Exactly. But it's not just Jackie Robinson Day. It's the 75th anniversary of Jackie Robinson Day.
That's right. If you do the quick math, that's correct.
Yeah, I know I'm correct. That's why I said it. There has to be a reason I show up on the show, right?
Absolutely. There's plenty. We knew that already.
Imagine the image of the game. And there are no games on that day. You already look bad to begin with. And you're already struggling with your image to begin with. And then you go through the day where you can celebrate diversity and well, no, we can't do that. Oh. Do I think they care? I'm guessing they don't. But how bad are they going to look on that day? And there's no baseball being played. It won't be the players' fault. Again, this is not a strike. It is a lockout. This would be like the suit locking you out of the building.
Oh, my almighty!
It's what it would be. It's management locking out. I mean, you know, let's face it. We all know you're a player. I meant that in a complimentary way.
Thank you.
But it's just part of the absurdity of this. For goodness sakes, it's a $10 to $11 billion a year industry. $10 to $11 billion. Okay? Take the minimum salary. They want $790. You're saying $650, $670. Tell them $730. Move on. Luxury tax. We want to go $210, $215. They're saying $245. Tell them $230 to $235. Move on. Most of the teams are going to be under that number anyway. But what does it matter what number you set it at? What does it matter what number you set it at? What, the Pirates are going to approach $245 million for the luxury tax? No, they'll get their usually luxury tax check and put it in a blue knob. They're going to spend it on the team. I mean, the luxury tax number means nothing. I mean, it means something that maybe you can get a bigger contract from the Dodgers or a bigger contract from the Yankees or the Red Sox. But it's not going to matter to anybody else. What's the luxury tax number matter to the Tampa Bay Rays? What does it matter to the Detroit Tigers? What does it even matter to the Phillies? The Phillies aren't close to the luxury tax number. What, having it higher? Big deal. Let it be higher. 230, 230, 230, something like that. We're done. But it doesn't take much to do this stuff. It's an $11 billion industry. It's a $10 to $11 billion industry. Okay? We're talking about little things here and there that actually make if anything, a dent. You need to be playing to keep yourself in the national consciousness, to make, you know, to cultivate your consumer. Right now, you are lost in the wash. College basketball had a day on Saturday where 7 of the top 10 teams lost. Wow. The top 6 all lost. Wow. You want to know why they lost? They actually played. And fans pouring out of the stands at St. Mary's when they beat Gonzaga, pouring out. What a scene. What a scene. Hey, that's what baseball's in there. Ballpark's idle. Fans pouring out of stands at St. Mary's. Fans pouring out of stands at Arkansas. You know, not so much at Michigan State. They're used to beating Purdue. Right? But this is what you had on Saturday. TCU beat Texas Tech, number 9, the only non-top 6 team. Number 9 lost. 7 lost. Now, you know, I mean, college basketball, I said going into the season, this would be an incredibly interesting season because college basketball, for the first time in a long time, is older. All those super seniors, fifth-year guys that are back. I'm going to see a couple of them, Williams and Trent Frazier, on Thursday night. Kofi's back. So, I mean, I'm going to see these guys. All right? But college basketball just had a great day. Why? Because they played. And they had fans. Meanwhile, at spring training facilities, crickets. More crickets, less interest. NBA played over the weekend. New Orleans crushed the Lakers. Lakers got booed in their own arena. Wow, that never happens. LeBron, I mean, how many times has Lakers been booed in his own arena? Never. But, you know, but guess what? It's all part of the fabric of sports. The NHL, Tampa Bay and Nashville played at the Titan Stadium. Huge crowd, outdoor game. They played. It's amazing how you get such goodwill when you play. Meanwhile, Major League Baseball ballparks in Arizona and Florida, crickets. And they're haggling over whether the luxury tax should be $2.45 or $2.15. The fan doesn't care. Make it $2.30 to $2.30, $2.33. Move on. The vast majority of teams are never going to get to that number, so who cares what the number is? There's no common sense in this. No common sense. And I say to Matt, you know, what's April 15th? It's just tax day. It's just really, it's got scary, okay? It's, you know, I mean, I realize a little write-off got, you know, was born in the past year, so you're in better shape now. But, I mean, you could have at least in a baseball conversation come up with, you know, Jackie Robinson, the 75th anniversary. Come on.
F-O-U-L-E-D, that spells founder.
I mean, you're starting to scare me over there.
I mean, we are doing pretty good this year, but speaking of that, but... You know, that's okay.
Well, of course you are.
Really, really good, in fact.
How close is he to walking?
Not quite there yet. We're trying to get up on all fours.
And how often does Big Brother accidentally push him down?
Actually, Big Brother's been pretty good. Sometimes he likes to jump on him when Mark is in mommy's arms, but other than that, we're okay.
All right. Mommy's like, my two little boys. Daddy, my two little write-offs. I mean, it's a little scary, you know? It's like, not exactly running for Father of the Year. All right, let's go. We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
In an ever-changing world, one thing you can always count on is the service at Purdy Insurance. Hi, this is Season. While the world is constantly changing, Purdy Insurance is dedicated to providing you with the highest level of service to protect you, your family, and your business. Give us a call today at 570-286-5855. Go to our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, today's show brought to you by our good friends at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, life, business, motorcycle, boat, whatever it may be. It's all at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. And again, that is, they will take care of all your insurance needs, update, everything. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia Routes 11 at 15 Humbles Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. Matt all upset about the baseball situation. I tried to calm him down and tell him there were no games scheduled today.
Yeah. There's not going to be for a while.
They think it's 1952. They don't realize it's 2022.
Exactly.
Back in 1952, it was boxing, horse racing, and baseball. And those were the three sports that ruled everything. It's not so in 2022. They need to get themselves back out there playing and promoting their game. Promoting their players, getting their game in order, getting it so it's appealing to the average fan. Getting people to the ballpark. They have some great, great, great athletes playing baseball today. Fernando Tatis Jr., Mike Trout, Shohei Ohtani. Ohtani and Trout are on the same team. They still can't make the playoffs. Jeez. Ronald Acuna Jr., Vladimir Guerrero Jr. I mean, just some great players across the board. Max Scherzer. I mean, you just go on and on with some of the great players that are out there. Mookie Betts. And all they have is one big problem after another. One big problem after another. They can't solve basic economic issues, and they can't solve how the game is being played because the game has changed. And the current era of how what it's changed to is not fan appealing. It is a way to win. There's no question about that. No question it is a way to win. The problem is you have a group of people who think it's the only way to win, and it's not aesthetically pleasing to the fan. And in the end, don't you have to appeal to the fan? I mean, Matt aside. I mean, Matt complains about everything, so I don't really know if you're appealing to him. I know we got Matt McGloin here in a moment. We could take the call if that's a caller for us. We can do that. You always want to hear from the fans anyway, because you know the fans are it's what we do everything for. It's why we do the show. It's for the fans. It's why we, you know, Jack and I and Dick and I broadcast the games for the fans. I mean, everything's for the fans. Over and over again. That's who it's for. It's for the fans. The games are for the fans. They are the critical part of the triangle. Greg, how are you? Great to hear from you. Obviously, great. All the golf courses are currently closed, so Wetzel's got time to call.
Well, tomorrow there's a chance of golfing, Steve. There's a chance.
There's always a chance. There's always a chance.
Always a chance. Hey, I'm just calling because you're talking of baseball, and I've been thinking about this for a long time. You know, I love baseball. Don't get me wrong. I played baseball. My son played baseball in college. I follow baseball. But if baseball was starting out right now as a sport, Steve, it would fail.
Yes, it would.
I
agree.
The owners would know that. I mean, it's a slow-moving game, as you've said before. It's not fun to watch anymore. It's boring. It's slow. It's. I don't sit down and watch a full game of baseball anymore.
No. No, people don't do that anymore. It's interesting how the minor league games are more fun and more interesting because they aren't played the same way as the majors are.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, I love going to minor league games. But a major league game, I don't care if I watch another one in person, to be honest with you. Unless they change some things.
Yeah, and they what's happened is that they've made changes. It doesn't mean everything that's changed in the game is wrong or bad. But
right.
Unfortunately, sports is a copycat situation, so now everybody thinks that if I use analytics, that's how I'm going to win. And they're
yeah.
I mean, Greg, I'm not telling you. You know, as somebody
exactly.
who's been so deeply involved in sports, how many different ways are there to win?
That's right.
A lot.
Yeah. Exactly. Numbers are one thing, but there's still, like you've said many times, it's a feeling. It's just knowing things, the situation, stuff like that. And they don't even think about stuff like that anymore.
No, because because they've tried to take all instinct out of it in the name of efficiency.
Right.
Like, no, yep. That's not the way sports is. It's amazing.
No.
The great ones have the guts to sit back and say, you know what? My gut's telling me the time is now.
Exactly. I agree 110%. If I could reach 110%, I'd agree with you that much. But it's 100% right. Yeah.
I'm waiting for the suit to get to 10%.
That'd be wonderful.
LED that spells foul.
Yeah, I don't think they realize how baseball is. It's a dying sport. You know, for lack of a better thing, right now, because I don't think there's any interest amongst the fans right now that they care right now that much of his plays. I mean, I know Florida cares right now because they're losing money.
Yeah.
Again, it's a business type, like you've been saying. But that's the only reason Florida cares right now, because spring training's being cut down. Arizona, places out there are losing money. But it's not something that I can go without right now, to tell you the truth. I can go without baseball.
A lot of people right now can, and I love the sport. Yeah. I mean, I can't wait to go back to Medlar Field, Lebrano Park, and start broadcasting games again. I can't wait. That'll be June 3rd's the opener here. June 2nd's the opener at Williamsport. I can't wait for it. But in terms of the major league level, major league level right now has its greatest number of athletes ever. You know, let's face it, weights, conditioning, and so forth has allowed us to see the greatest athletes to ever play the game at one time because of the way the conditioning is now. They're not taking advantage of it. They're making them into analytical robots. That's not fun.
Yep. Nope, that's positively correct. Yep.
Yeah.
So, but I just wanted to call up and let you know.
Thanks, Greg.
I just think that it's a dying sport.
Yeah, and that's a big problem with it, and I don't want it to be a dying sport. And unfortunately, like many areas and segments that we have today, leadership is lacking, and it's really bad when great leadership really sticks out. And across the board, in many facets of life, great leadership is few and far between, and when it happens, it does stick out.
Yes, it really does. You are correct. Yep.
Yep. Greg,
hey,
thank you, my friend. Hit him straight. All right. Let's bring in Matt McGloin now. Let's talk a little football with my old friend. Matt, welcome back.
Oh, it's good to be with you, and I appreciate you bringing me on the show, playing a little Phil Collins there.
That was
a nice little introduction.
We had that little Phil Collins for you. Come on.
Yeah, I love it, man. How are you?
I'm doing great, buddy. So this is an interesting time. This is the combine time, and then there's also individual workouts. You went through a lot of individual workouts. As somebody who went through it, what advice would you give to quarterbacks as to how they should handle such things?
Just try to get your foot in the door.
Yeah.
You know, especially, you know, when it comes to the NFL, like, look, everybody tells you, or anybody that tells you getting drafted isn't important is lying, right? Everybody wants to hear their name called, you know, whether you play quarterback, offensive line, defensive line, linebacker, whatever it may be, you know, Steve, first round, seventh round, it's a dream to have your name called. Unfortunately, it doesn't happen for everyone. So the goal is to get your foot in the door, and then it's to make the most of that opportunity. You can't get discouraged. You can't sit back and think, well, you know, I had a poor workout here. I had a poor showing here. I didn't get invited to the combine. My pro day didn't go the way it should have. I didn't get drafted. Yeah, that's going to happen. But as long as you have the opportunity to play for an NFL team, to sign, go to OTAs, go to minicamp, that's what the goal should be, and it's to make the most of that opportunity right there. There's a million different routes to the National Football League. Everyone's going to have a different route. Everybody's going to have a different opportunity. Sure, Steve, some people are going to get more chances and more opportunities than some other players, but that's why preparation is key. It's what are you doing right now? What are you doing in these moments day in and day out to prepare yourself that when that opportunity does come, do you make the most of it?
I've also felt that along the way, Matt, that first of all, if you're a first three-round pick, top three-round pick, you have to play your way out of the league.
Yes.
Right? If you're four through seven, or especially if you're a free agent, you have to play your way into the league. All right? And I mean, I thought that's what you did. You played your way into the league.
And this kind of my journey at Penn State and my journey in the NFL were very similar. I had to really basically give you no chance but to keep me. Do you know what I mean?
Right,
like,
exactly.
All right, guys, we have to talk about what Matt McGloin is doing on the practice field, what he's doing in the weight room, what he's doing with the film room, right? We can't ignore this walk-on anymore. We can't ignore this undrafted free agent anymore, right? We need to discuss what we're going to do with this guy because day after day, he's done everything we've asked him to do. He's been consistent, right? He's shown that he's prepared. Any rep we've given him, he's done well with. You know, he knows the offense. He knows what he's looking for defensively. He knows the protections. He knows the system inside and out. That's what you have to do to make an NFL team to succeed in the NFL, right? Put it in the coach's hands. Put it in the organization's hands. Force them to make the difficult decisions.
Yeah, again, you know, it's, I've said always when people say, well, you know, boy, they picked the starting lineup. Now, the players pick the starting lineup. I mean, the players pick who's on the roster because you've shown them that you should be there.
What I always go back to, Steve, like, it's on you at the end of the day, right? I mean, you said it, right? Certain guys get more opportunities than others, first, second, third round guys, right? They're heavily invested in those guys, especially financially, right? So those guys are going to get a lot of opportunities. But it's on you at the end of the day, the way you play, how you show up every single day. Are you consistent? Are you the same person day in and day out? Are you getting better every day? Are you getting worse? And the more you play, right, you can't, like, what I've always thought is, like, you can't have bad days. There's only certain levels of good that you can have. And sure, every once in a while, you're going to throw a great day in there. And obviously, the excellent players and the top, you know, 5% players in the league, all they have is excellent days, right? But you can't afford to have a bad day. You can't afford to have these coaches and these organizations just point to something and say, here's a reason why we can't keep this guy. Here's a reason why we can't keep him. He's just doing what everybody else does. We can get somebody else instead of him. Do something that's going to make you stand out. Do something that's going to force a team to say, we need this guy. He can help us. He can make us better.
Now, the quarterbacks, when we see first-round picks, there are not really that many true first-round picks at quarterback. I mean, true first-round picks. Guys get picked in the first round, but they wouldn't be a first-round pick of being the top 32 players. When you look at this year's crop of players, Kenny Pickett, the kid from Liberty, you know, and so forth, do you see any, quote, first-round talent in your mind?
I think you're asking the wrong guy this question, Steve, because I think you know how I am, especially when it comes to the quarterback play. I'm a tough critic. And
I want a tough critic because I don't think there is a, quote, first-round talent in this group. I don't.
I don't either. And, you know, but I think that a lot of years. And it's just because, like, if I'm picking a guy that high, if I'm pointing to a quarterback and I have a number one pick and I'm pointing to a quarterback and I say, hey, man, you're the guy to lead our team, we're drafting you to play. If I'm drafting you to play in the first round.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I'm taking you that early. I'm taking you to lead us onto the field, to lead us into the community, to lead this organization, to be the face that's associated with our franchise. That's why I take you with pick one. And sometimes guys don't deserve it. Sometimes guys don't, you know, it's expectations are too high sometimes, right? And it's unfair to some of these players that are drafted that high because, let's face it, they're not ready to fill that role. I'm not saying 2, 3, 4 years down the road they're not, but immediately out of college, sometimes these guys aren't ready. They're not mature enough. They're not ready to handle it, which is why I think a lot of times we see some of these quarterbacks that are forced to play early fail, and then you're dealing with the mental struggles and things like that, and you know it kind of snowballs from there on out. But for me, if I'm taking you as a quarterback in round one with pick one, you know, you got to be can't miss. You have to be Andrew Luck. You have to be Peyton Manning. You have to be Trevor Lawrence. You know, you got to be guys like that, first-round guys that I know are going to lead my organization for 10 years and make the team better, make the organization better, make the players around you better. And Steve, year in and year out, right, players leave teams, guys get traded, you sign free agents, right? It shouldn't matter because you're my guy, you're the guy, you have to make everyone better around you. If I'm taking you and I'm drafting you, I don't want to hear the argument, well, he's got a bad defense, well, you know, he didn't have wide receivers, they had no run game. Yeah. I'm paying you with first round money. I'm drafting you in the first round to win football games for me, to put the team on your back. That's why I think that's such a special, special pick. And again, sometimes
Sometimes, you know, let's face it, it doesn't play out that way. And you've been around, obviously, and I think we lost Matt. So we'll try and get him back on, if you could, because I know we just lost him there. Because I only have one or two more questions to go with him, as we're talking about quarterbacks in the draft at this particular point. And, you know, there will be quarterbacks that will be drafted in the first round. There's no getting around it. There'll be quarterbacks drafted in the first round. But that doesn't mean they're a first-round talent. It doesn't mean that. But teams, of course, get desperate. They feel they have to have the quarterback, so they'll draft guys. And guess what? You know, sometimes you can play, too soon. It's what Joe talked about all the time. He said, I'd rather play a guy a game too late than a game too soon. You know, because if you wait, even a week on a guy, maybe 2 weeks on a guy, right? Or sometimes, in this case, a season or two. I mean, you don't think Aaron Rodgers was not helped by the fact that he was not thrust into it right away? He was not thrust into it right away? As I think that's Matt right there. I think that's him calling back. There we go. There you go, Matt. Hey, there you go, Matt.
I guess not.
Nope, don't have him.
Nope, I guess not. So Matt McGloin, for the time being, is gone. Another Matt Cotrillo gold star.
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
All right, we'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
Chris Mack next hour. And then we'll answer the burning question that many people have now had in recent days. Is Matt Cotrillo actually the younger brother of the suit?
That's a good question, but I can definitely confirm that is not the case. Somebody put the commercial list at midnight, so I had to scroll all the way back to 3:50 when we took the break. I don't know what happened there, but I can tell you it wasn't me.
Exactly what the suit would say. Actions speak louder than words. It wasn't me. It was some other bozo. I always have to make up for everybody's mistakes. My goodness, it sounds so familiar. It's almost like I'm talking to the same person.